welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me as we share these next few minutes together in the Word of the Lord. I thank you so much for your prayer support, and I want you to know, radio family, I pray for you every day, and UCM partners, I'm so grateful for your fellowship in the Spirit, your support in the Spirit, as well as your financial gifts. But before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, your Word, Lord, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, you lighten our darkness. You through our God, Lord, we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Lord, your way, the way of the Lord, is strength to the upright. And so, Father, we thank you that as we grow each day, Lord, in wisdom and knowledge and in the understanding and revelation of Jesus, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to so move upon our hearts that we will willingly submit and receive all the work that he is doing to fashion us into the image of Jesus. For you, Lord, who began a good work in us, are faithful to complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we give you these few minutes. And Father, while we are looking to learn and be edified by the Word of God, Father, by faith, every single need is who is represented, Lord, in the listening audience, those who love you and are crying out to you. Father, I thank you for your mercy and your faithfulness and your loving kindness, Lord, that will minister very personally to their needs, move in those areas that desperately need your help and that no other human agency can work in. But by faith, Father, we release the mighty working of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, if there's anyone who's been afar off or one who perhaps has not yielded their lives to you, Father, I thank you that you will make yourself real to them, and they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt the greatness of your love personally for them in their lives. Let every shackle, let every bondage be broken by your precious anointing, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. The word of the Lord that I would like to share with you, a message I've entitled God's Tough Love. And in Psalm 94, verses 12 through 14, the word of the Lord says, "Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law." The Hebrew word used for chasten is yasar, which means to literally chasten with blows, or figuratively to chasten with words. Therefore, it means to instruct, to chasten, to chastise, to correct, instruct, punish, reform, reprove, or teach. Verse 13 says, "That thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked." Verse 14, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." What we see in these three verses is the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. If we are unfaithful, nonetheless, he abides and remains faithful. He never changes. He never changes his goodness, his character. God is without variable, is neither shadow of turning. He does not, as humans do, waver from moment to moment depending on subjective feelings. He is a God of complete and perfect righteousness. He is not going to cast off those who have called upon his name. He won't forsake his inheritance. And the reason, beloved, that we are looking at this principle, because this word that I just shared with you out of Psalm 94 says that if we will accept the chastening of the Lord and his instruction, the Lord who teaches us out of his law, then he will give us rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. In other words, when the God's judgment is being poured out, when he is moving to deal with the wicked, we can trust for his protecting, saving power in our lives. God eventually is going to deal with the wicked. His Spirit right now in this time of grace is ministering to them, drawing them. The prayers of the righteous, and I trust that includes you, beloved, are praying that souls will be saved, that the blindness that has darkened the hearts and minds of men, because it is the God of this world who has done that, we pray that they will be set free and that they will be able to embrace the truth and the light of the living Word of God. And so we can take great encouragement that even though we go through times of testing and adversity or chastening, God is teaching us. He's showing us things. He's working in our lives that we might be conformed to the image of Jesus, because our ultimate destination is heaven. And God will have a people surrounding the throne with him forever who are his very own children and who love him with a perfect love. It will be all that will fulfill God's heart as he desired in the very beginning. And we shall be no longer innocent as Adam and Eve, but we shall be delivered and set free by the blood of the Lamb. We will have known good and evil, because that's what happened to Adam and Eve. You know, the enemy never presents anything without having some measure of truth. What did he tell them? He says, "You shall be as gods, knowing good from evil." Well, he was certainly right on the second or latter portion of that. We have had great opportunity to learn the difference between good and evil. But ye shall be as gods, well, that's the very keynote, the rallying cry of the New World Order, of the transhumanists, of those who are of the humanists who desire to deify man, that with the advances that we have made and will continue to make in science and technology, we will be free from the curse of disease, we'll be able to extend man's life, and even achieve immortality. If you've not heard any of this before, it probably sounds a real, you know, far-fetched, but trust me, if you do a little bit of research, you'll find that's exactly the aim of scientists and artificial intelligence and nanotechnology and all the things that are out there right now. They want to improve on what God has created. So, beloved, we need to submit ourselves to the mighty hand of God, under his hand, that in due time he will exalt us. And there are a lot of people today, many Christians, and there's so much apostasy that is occurring in the church. They don't know when to take advantage of what God has so gloriously offered them. The church, as the body of Christ, think about this. We could be perhaps in a much different place. We would have seen a greater harvest of souls. We would have seen many more mighty miracles done if we had been obedient to God, if we had learned to submit ourselves to God's word and to those who are in authority over us, to those whom wherever God has placed us. But many refuse to stay in their place. Even where I'm presently living in Idaho, you talk to many and they will confess, "Oh, I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church." And it's just amazing the number of people who have said that. Have people been hurt and betrayed in church? Of course. Man, even at our best, even trying to serve the Lord, we can be used in our flesh and carnality, and only the Lord himself knows how many have been hurt and grieved and offended and turned their backs on Christian fellowship because of what they've experienced in churches. Beloved, it that not ought to be so. We ought to so reflect God's love. Now, does that mean that it's sloppy agape, that we're just smiling and grinning all the time and, you know, hear no evil, see no evil? No, that's not at all what I choose to be talking about as we go into the message. But there is in man's heart a basic spirit of rebellion. We refuse to be in submission to, first of all, the Lord. Oh, we want to be saved, but we are not quite willing to make him Lord, which implies that whatever God says for whatever area of our lives, we will submit to his will, just as a servant would. Or God puts those in authority whom he desires. We understand that's certainly true in terms of the civil government, but also in terms of the leaders of the body of Christ. Are they perfect? Of course not. And some perhaps have erred. They've walked in the way of Balaam. they've pursued the rebellion of the covetousness and the greed of this world has attracted them. And they've not done and walked before the Lord with a shepherd's heart. Of course, there have been errors, but God allows what he allows so that we can learn discernment, we can learn dependence upon him, and that's why the Word of God is so emphasized through this ministry and other ministries that love the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that's going to give us instruction and understanding in the ways of righteousness. It will give us the ability to know that which is of God, that which is of the enemy, and that which is of our own flesh. And so, beloved, it is a good thing. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. We're going to be able to say amen, because on the surface it's I'm not sure we like that, Lord, but we will see in God's wisdom that is a true saying, and may we agree with him. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and I've just barely gotten into the message. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. If at any point you miss a message or a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You may click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, pray for you every day, and if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write, share those needs. It takes a little bit of time, effort, and energy, but if God's moving on you, then he has a reason for you doing that. I love you. Thanks the Lord for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.